Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel
and Rylan.
We hope you guys are doing amazing. Not much to catch up on in terms of a weekly update.
Yeah.
We're just coming to the end of our Paris trip, I guess. Like, we're going to be, what, 2 weeks away by the time this comes out?
About 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. So, with this lifestyle that we live comes the inevitable part where we have to figure out where we're headed next.
Yeah, and we always are making this decision like a week before.
Yeah, just super last minute. So we're kind of going over our options and we're at a standstill with it. So we kind of wanted to come to you guys and drop a poll and see what you would find most interesting because, you know, we are content creators. So we want to consider you guys in whatever next move we're making. And these are all options that we like.
Yeah.
One option that we were looking at is we move to New York.
Yeah.
And so what that would mean for you guys is seeing like New York vlogs, seeing apartment hunting vlogs, seeing us just starting to build that part of our life. And obviously in New York you have such easy access to cheap flights
and everywhere in the world.
Yeah, so we'll still be traveling frequently, but it'd be, we're kind of craving consistency at
or this just point. Like having a home that is our own, because you know, when we go home we're staying with our parents, you know, so it's like we don't get to stay together, and we want like a base where we get to go home to together.
Yeah, exactly. The other option is we actually like figure out a situation with the visa so that we can move and actually live here in Europe, like in Paris or somewhere. We don't know the full logistics of it, but if we could figure it out, would that interest you guys way more?
Or,
you know, we're just curious to gauge you guys and see what you would like to see.
Yeah, exactly. Or another idea we had was going and traveling around South America.
Yeah.
So, which seems so much fun.
And we've always dreamt of doing a South America tour and
seeing
all the different, I mean, there's so much that we haven't seen.
I know.
Have you even been to South America?
No, I've never been.
That's crazy. So, I mean, that option's obviously just doing more traveling and then we'll revisit living somewhere from there.
Yeah.
But we like that idea too. I mean, we always love traveling. So what would you guys like to see? Would you guys like to see us traveling around South America, which would mean like Argentina vlogs, Brazil vlogs, Chile vlogs, all
Colombia.
These. Yeah. Or us kind of like apartment hunting in Paris or somewhere in Europe.
Or New York.
So yeah, we're going to leave a poll down below. We want to hear from you guys. We want to consider your thoughts on this decision.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yes, it's our decision and we're going to do something that obviously we want to do, but that's why these three options, we are at a standstill. We would like to do any of these three.
Exactly.
So you guys will definitely help us see maybe there's a clear option.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, today's topic was sent in to us by Anna Lucia via the podcast email, which, by the way, if you guys ever want to send in episode topic suggestions, ask us a question, or just say hi, you can always do that by reaching out to us at the podcast email, which is easygoingpod@gmail.com. And we write that down in the show notes so you can always access that. But anyways, here is what Anna wrote us. Hello, Rylan and Juan Marcel. How are you? I feel thankful that I came across your YouTube channel. Your podcasts and videos inspire me to keep maintaining such a healthy relationship with my partner through pure love and patience. You subtly mentioned that you did long distance. The elusive thought of long distance promises a sense of curiosity within me. I will be moving to Europe in a month and my partner and I will be at a distance. We will be experiencing a highly differentiating situation because we are used to being together every day. I do feel this sense of peace knowing that with love, we will make it work. Do you have any advice? How did you handle keeping the relationship healthy while at a distance? The distance is temporary and we will be able to see each other now and then. I would love to listen to your insight and approach to your long distance relationship. Thank you for creating such good content and emanating such light. You are definitely leaving an energetic imprint as you go. Sincerely, Anna Lucia. P.S. If you can, could you send a shout out to my boyfriend Fernando and my best friend Isabella? Please, we are all big fans.
Shout out to you guys.
Yes, shout out to you all. Fernando and Isabella. thank you from the bottom of our hearts for supporting us and enjoying our content. Yes. That's all we ever wanted.
Yeah.
So also, Ana Lucia, amazing question.
Yes, such a good topic. We've been wanting to do this for a while, so we love that you asked about it.
Yeah, and thank you for your kind words as well. So thank all three of you, for real.
So for some context, me and Juan were long distance at the very beginning of our relationship. Literally, we started dating probably 4 days before we went long distance.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, we made it official, I guess. And we went long distance for a total of 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months. And we had to do it again later on down the line, but for like 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But the most challenging time for sure was in the beginning, because obviously we didn't have the strongest foundation built before leaving.
Exactly. We had started dating, like, I guess, like, seeing each other, but it wasn't official for like 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
And then we made it official.
And then 4 days later, I went to New York and Rylan went to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So we were literally on opposite points of the United States.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is, it actually ended up working out that long distance was probably the best thing that could have happened for our relationship.
Yeah, it was.
And I wouldn't change it at all. I would not have it any other way.
No, me neither.
In several ways, it actually made our relationship so much stronger. For example, we learned how to have perfect communication with each other.
Literally from the get-go, we were like constantly texting each other throughout the day. And I don't know, I feel like our conversations were, I feel like they got deeper because of the distance.
Yeah.
I feel like it stays more surface level when you're like hanging out with that person like every other day or whatever.
Yeah, and there's a lot more distractions.
Yeah.
Because you're going on dates and you're already entertaining like physical stuff.
Yes. But when you're just like dedicated to texting this person, whenever you get the chance, it creates this line of communication that's just like unmatched.
Yeah. You're forced to really understand each other's styles of communication, love languages, all that.
Humor.
The majority of the day was spent getting to know each other, talking things out. If we had arguments, like working through it together, purely based off of our communication. And this was something that we built on. And to this day, we have the best communication with one another. And it's because we already got that out of the way from the get-go.
Definitely. We also developed a really strong trust for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with long distance, you have to trust one another so much.
Yeah, or learn to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that because we didn't really know each other as well, and we were long distance, we just had to blindly trust each other so much.
And we proved each other right.
Yeah.
And once you make it through that, it's like, how can I not trust this person now when I'm seeing them every day or whatever? We have never had issues with trust.
Mm-mm.
You know, ever since the beginning, because of long distance, we already got through that. Especially the beginning is the hardest part, because you just really don't know this person or who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And long distance like really magnifies that.
Yes.
So, I mean, this isn't to say it will only be amazing for you if you start out this way. I think it's amazing at any point in the relationship to do long distance and to make it through it.
Yeah.
You guys will be so much stronger.
For sure.
Look at it as a challenge for sure that you guys will be facing together, but one that's going to make you better in the end.
Exactly. And if it's the right person, which hopefully it is, it's just going to make the relationship stronger.
So with that being said, let's get into the 10 ways that we made long distance work.
So the first one is establishing your ground rules before you go into it. This is obviously a very important one.
Yeah. It's an important one to start this list out with.
Yes, exactly. Because it's going to be before you leave.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if it can be. But if not, at the very beginning of your long distance.
You guys have to be on the same page about what are your non-negotiables.
Yeah.
On both sides. Like, hey, this is something that I need you to be okay with.
Yeah.
Or, hey, this is something that I am absolutely not okay with, and I just need you to respect that.
Yeah.
And so that applies to, you just need to have in-depth conversations about all of it.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with your partner going out to clubs?
Yeah. Drinking with friends.
Yeah. Or is there somebody in their friend group that you don't feel comfortable with them being in such close contact with? These are things you have to just make very clear going into it so there's no surprises.
Yeah.
And one thing we really want to stress is you go over all of this completely, and then once it's settled, you never break these ground rules.
Yeah.
Both of you. Because as long as you always are showing each other that minimum line of respect,
yeah,
I just don't think you can fail.
Yeah, no.
Because you talked it all over. Exactly. You know where the line is, and you are not crossing it. You're respecting each other that much. Even in the middle of a fight, you can always lean back on the fact that I trust this person. They are respecting me. I'm respecting them. We can work through this.
Exactly. And because you are at such a distance, it's just so important that you just follow these boundaries that you've both set.
Yeah.
And, you know, just respect that.
Okay. So number two is setting aside time at least once per day to catch up and fill each other in on each other's days.
Yes.
This was a huge one for us.
Yeah. This is so important, obviously, because you want that person to be filled in on your day.
Yeah, you just want to maintain the feeling that
you're
a part of each other's lives.
Yes.
We say that it's best if it's done at night, because the best thing for us was having our full day and looking forward to, at the end of the day, decompressing at home, jumping on a FaceTime call or whatever, and just listening to our partner tell us all about their day.
Yes.
Being able to joke about it, make inside jokes, and tell your story about your day.
And this means like everything from like funny stuff to weird serious stuff. Yeah, to weird stuff or
even
whatever.
The stuff that's like not important.
Yeah, exactly.
Just treat each other like you were right next to each other all day.
And
it's just going to maintain this level of closeness amongst you that I think a lot of long distance couples lose.
Yeah.
Because they're just not involved in day-to-day life. And then like at some point down the road, you're talking to them and you're like, yeah, because I did this and this friend was there. And they're like, who's that? Or what is that? And you're like, oh man, I forget.
You know,
you're not here. You're not a part of my life. Like,
exactly.
This is weird. If you don't have that moment, if you're just like, they know you just as well as you know yourself.
Yeah.
Then you just, that closeness is unbeatable.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is my personal favorite, which is arranging FaceTime dates.
Yeah, like special dates.
Because
I know we just said filling each other in at the end of every night, but these are special activities that you plan with one another at least once a week.
Yeah, we did this as much as we possibly could, but at least once a week. We would do like a cook-off because we both had HelloFresh.
So we would like make recipes together and talk the whole time and then sit down and choose a movie together and watch it while we ate the food that we made.
It was so fun. And most of the time we would like get a movie all ready to go. I remember one was Great Gatsby and we just never even clicked play because we were just talking and laughing the whole night.
Oh, I miss that.
I know. It's so cute.
You want to do long distance?
No,
again?
Never. Bittersweet.
Yeah. So this one was huge. And the funny thing is I absolutely hated FaceTime before we went long distance.
Yeah. He did. I remember our very first time on FaceTime together was in the airport when we were both leaving.
Yeah.
And it was so awkward.
Oh my gosh, it was the most awkward. I was like, how the heck are we gonna do this
long-term? It was so awkward.
FaceTime is just so awkward to me.
It can be hard. So if your partner maybe is feeling like how Juan did at the beginning, just force them into it, because Juan ended up loving FaceTime.
Yeah, I ended up even really looking forward to FaceTime dates.
Yeah.
And I still to this day hate FaceTime. I would not voluntarily FaceTime anybody, but during that time it became my favorite activity with Rylan. So just make sure you give it multiple tries, because the first couple were a little awkward, but then by like the fourth or fifth time we were like best friends on FaceTime.
Yeah, we were like dancing on FaceTime, setting the phone down,
having talent shows and stuff. All right, so the next thing is tell each other everything.
Yeah, and I feel like we kind of talked about this one a little bit on the second one, like by filling each other in, but this means literally tell each other everything.
Yeah, basically the bottom line is don't ever hide things from each other.
Yeah.
You want to just, even if something a little bit uncomfortable happened or you met a new friend or whatever, you really want to tell each other everything. The enemy of long distance is making assumptions and like worrying and stuff. If you know you guys tell each other everything, your mind doesn't even wander. You're like, I know everything. I know where she's going. I know who's going there. And I know everything about those people.
Yes.
And I trust her and I trust them and I trust the situation. So my mind doesn't wander. And I remember it was so refreshing because I had a little bit of trust issues before our relationship. And I was like, oh my gosh, long distance. How am I going to have trust issues and be doing long distance? But it was like the most relaxed I've ever felt. Even when you would go out with friends or anything, I was just like completely relaxed because you told me literally everything.
Yeah.
I knew everyone in your life, even though they didn't know me. And I knew where you were going.
And that was the same for me.
Yeah.
I honestly had never felt comfortable with like a partner or an ex going out with friends and stuff because I just didn't have that trust, or I knew that there wasn't going to be honesty.
Mm-hmm.
But with Juan, I could feel that he was constantly being honest with me, and he had never proved me wrong or even told me like a little tiny lie that I would find out that wasn't true. You know, those little things that come back are the things that really start to make you want your brain wander, like he was saying, like it makes you look for things.
And that leads me to the next one, which is trust each other. Before jumping to any conclusions, always lean on your trust for each other first.
Yes.
Just do that until they ever give you a reason not to trust them. If something just is looking a little weird or you have a weird feeling or anything, really try to lean into the fact that, okay, up to this point, this person has been nothing but truthful with me, has told me everything. I know everything about their life and what they're doing. Just because I feel uneasy, I'm not going to blow up their phone and blow this out of proportion.
Exactly.
And make them feel like I don't trust them. And that can be really damaging, because if you, as the other person, have not done anything wrong and you know you've been putting in the effort to make sure they trust you, but they still don't, it can feel like this, I don't know, like abrasive presence in your life. You're like, man, there's nothing I can do. I'm just always getting in fights with this person, and no matter what I do, they just don't trust me. And that's something that will hurt you guys a lot.
Yes. And I think that like with social media and everything, it's so easy for us to want to go look at that person's social media, see who they're following recently, see like the pictures that they liked, like or whatever, you know. And when you go looking for something, you'll find something you don't like. You know, this creates a really big problem when you're trying to trust somebody. And with long distance, what's the point, you know? Just to get mad at them and have a fight because, you know, you're feeling this trust issue amongst yourself, you know?
Yeah, just really lean on the trust that you've built so far.
Exactly. And the next one is don't be overbearing or restrictive on one another. This kind of goes hand in hand with like, don't be going and looking on who they're following and being like restrictive to that.
Jumping to conclusions and everything. Yes. This goes for not freaking out right away if they don't text back.
Yes.
Or guilt tripping them for being with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or like forbidding them from doing things all of a sudden because you feel jealous.
Yeah.
You don't want to end up feeling like somebody or something that's taking from their life and taking from their happiness. You want to be somebody who's promoting their happiness.
Yeah, and supporting their decisions.
Enhancing their life. And somebody that trusts them. And by extension, they will trust you more. And, you know, that will go both ways. If you're just like, you know what? I support that. I want you to be having fun. I want you to be living your life.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be living my life. And I know at the end of the night, we're going to sit down and talk to each other.
Yeah.
Fill each other in on everything. I know on Friday, we have this FaceTime date. All these things that you've built at this point.
Yeah.
You just want to be a pleasant, enhancing presence in their life.
Yes.
All right, so next one is keep the intimacy alive.
Yeah.
just do whatever you can and whatever that means for you guys. But you always want to keep that flirtatious energy.
Yes.
It's also easy in long distance to just become best friends.
Yeah.
And to lose the relationship or, I guess, sexual
aspect
of it. And this doesn't mean you need to go to the extremes. You don't need to be doing like crazy phone sex and stuff or whatever. You can just, I mean, you can if you want to, but you just always be flirting with each other, complimenting each other.
Sending cute pics.
Yeah. Maybe a little sexting once in a while,
you're,
you know,
in there,
get a little spicy sometimes. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to say or anything, but do as you will with that information. I don't know, whatever you're comfortable with. But like we said, just fight to keep that intimacy alive, especially when it's going long term. You really got to keep that alive.
So speaking of sending pics, the next one is sending pictures throughout your day to each other. Like,
yeah.
Everything from sending your breakfast, like pictures of your breakfast, to sending pictures of the view that you're at or anything.
A selfie.
When I was at the beach, I would send one bunch of pictures at the beach and all that.
Yeah, it's just another way of keeping your partner in the loop, keeping them feeling like they're with you throughout the day.
And plus, it feels more physical, like with pictures and
stuff. Yeah, instead of just texting about it or calling about it. It's so nice to be like, hey, I'm eating lunch.
Yeah.
And then you show a picture of the lunch that you're eating and you can talk about it and be like, whoa, that looks good. What is that?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It feels like they're with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a selfie or outfit of the day pictures. Yeah. I used to love getting those from you. Why don't you do that anymore?
I know. Because you see it right when I put it on now.
Still, take a picture and send it to me. All right. So, number 9, respect each other. So this is obvious. This goes for any relationship, but specifically with long distance, you really need to understand the effects of doing certain things to each other during that time.
Like, it's so easy when you get in a fight to just turn off your phone and like throw it across the room and not touch it for hours.
Yeah, but stonewalling them.
But think of how that makes somebody feel, like how traumatic that is. And just like if you were physically, you wouldn't want someone to just walk out of the room and leave and never come back for hours.
Yeah, but I mean, at least in that case, you would be like, oh, I can run after them or whatever. But
or like you're knowledgeable to the fact that they're going to go somewhere in this city or like you know kind of where they're going and things like that.
But in long distance, if you all of a sudden are just not getting responses or some, you know, some people will like block each other and then have it be sending green messages.
Yes.
And that's just the worst. Mm-hmm. I mean, that feeling, I can't even imagine. We never, ever did that to each other. You know, just never do anything that you wouldn't want the other person doing to you.
Yeah.
The golden rule. If they express discomfort with a particular person or activity that you have in your life,
You should talk about it and you should come to an understanding and listen to one another, you know,
and respect each other on that. And as long as it's reasonable what they're saying, even if you know you're not doing anything wrong, but you can understand why it might make them uncomfortable, respect them. It will show them that you care and it will show them that you want them to be comfortable. Okay, and number 10 and the final one of our list is, whenever things get hard, which they definitely will at some point, remember why you're doing this.
Yeah, don't ever give up on each other.
Yeah, it is going to get hard, like I said. And just remember the fact that you love this person.
Yeah.
You have come this far. And when you first started, you knew that what you were getting into is going to be a challenge. And you made a deal with each other to get through it together. And so when things get hard, lean on that. Obviously, if it gets to a point where it's like detrimental to your well-being or it's just not working, then go ahead and explore that option of ending things. But if it's just hard or it's inconvenient or you're like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Really try and remember your love for each other and the fact that when you do get to be together again, if you've made it through this, what amazing thing will your relationship be from there? So it's worth it, you know. Take it from us. It's 100% worth it. Yes. We didn't have really a point where we were like on the ropes and being my gosh, what are we doing? But if we ever faced that, I would have never even for a second thought about ending things or
of course not
abandoning her. So just remember why you're doing this. That's a big one.
Yeah. And then we have a small bonus tip, which I personally love and I think is still really important, which is giving each other something physical to have with them. Like, for example, Juan gave me a little lion, like teddy bear thing.
Yeah.
And he sprayed his cologne all over it. And he gave me a hoodie with his cologne all over it. And mm-hmm. I just remember whenever I was sad or was having like crying spells because I missed him so much, I would just smell this teddy bear and hug it. And I would like FaceTime him with it. And I would just, you know, it was just something that I really loved. I loved having his scent and I loved having something physical that I could just like have
to remember with me. Each other and to feel that love. Like, it really does make a big difference. And I remember you gave me a love letter.
Yeah.
And I would read it on nights when it was really hard. I would just go back and read that letter and it would completely reinforce everything for me. I'd be like, wow, why am I even sad? Like, this is a beautiful thing that we have. It's worth any sort of trouble.
Yeah.
And I remember getting pictures from you of you wearing my hoodie or hugging the stuffed animal, stuffed lion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I'm so happy I got that for her. So that's a huge tip. Before you guys leave each other for the long distance, just, it doesn't have to be anything big. Like, get a stuffed animal, give her one of your hoodies.
Or give him like a love note with your perfume sprayed on it or something like that.
Yeah, it's just going to mean the world to them. Yeah. So it's worth it. And it doesn't take much out of you. So that's a bonus tip we wanted to give you guys. There are so many more tips we could get into about this. I mean, there's an endless amount of things that went into our long distance relationship that I would love to share with you guys. But when we really thought deeply about it, these were the 10 plus the bonus that we thought were really instrumental to our success.
Yeah.
And they were the strongest tips that we could offer. So just always remember that we are available to talk to you guys.
Course.
You can always email us. You can DM us on any of our platforms.
Yeah.
And we would love to get back to you as soon as possible and give you advice or anything if you're having issues with this long distance. We know how hard it can be.
Yes.
And we want to be there for you guys. So with that being said, Ana Lucia, Fernando, you guys are going to be fine. It's a beautiful thing. Be excited for it. And thanks again for being such amazing supporters of us.
We really appreciate you so much.
Yeah. And if you ever do need any help or advice, we're here. And that goes for all of you listening. With that being said, we do have a Q&A this week that we thought would fit this week's topic. And it was sent in by Marie, but it's spelt, okay, I always do this. However it's spelt, however it's pronounced, you know who you are. And it was sent in by the Spotify prompt that we leave at the bottom of each episode. So this is what they said. How long does it take to fall in love? Is there a right time to fall in love?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? You say it.
I can't speak for everybody because I think that everyone falls in love at different times. And also, I'm not a therapist or a scientist, so I don't know
if therapist there is like, or a scientist.
I don't know if there's like a specific time or whatever when people fall in love, but I can just speak on my experience.
Yeah.
And when me and Juan started saying, I love you, was about it was about 2 months in.
Yeah. It's like you said, it's all subjective.
Yeah.
I think, again, we're not professionals or anything, but I think anybody would say there is not a set in stone time to fall in love.
Yeah.
It's all up to how you feel and how the other person makes you feel. And for example, I've been in a relationship for a year and a half before and never felt truly in love the way that I feel with Rylan or felt with her 2 months in.
Yeah.
And
me too.
So that just shows you could be with someone for 5 years and never feel the same
with the love. Next person.
Yeah. And that's another thing I learned over time was like there is just different loves.
Yes.
Like my first love, I guess, where I thought it was love, but it was really just like my first time experiencing being with someone and those exciting feelings and stuff. And then like a kind of toxic love, if you want to label it that.
Yeah.
But then I've met Rylan, and that's what I believe love is, like actual love.
Yeah.
So there is no right timeline. There is no set in stone time to fall in love. So just go by your feeling. And one thing I want to say is, don't let society tell you, oh, it's too soon. Don't say that to each other. You're going to scare them away.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. Just tell people you love them.
Yeah. If you feel it and if you know that in your heart, I think that that's only something that you can know. It's not something that other people can tell you. So if you feel it, you say it.
Yeah. Just tell people you love them. There is no right time. Yeah. If you love that person that maybe you're thinking about while you are writing in this question, then you love them and yeah. You should tell them, because they would love to hear that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, we hope that this episode was helpful to you and that it provided value to you.
Yeah, and we're not like therapists. Obviously, we've said this before, but we hope that we provided some sort of value based on our own experience. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review.
Yes.
Wherever you're listening. We are currently sitting at 267 5-star reviews on Spotify.
So close to 300.
Yes. And let's keep it going. We want to hit 300. So yes. That would be amazing. And regardless, we appreciate you guys so much. Thank mm-hmm. you for all of the continued support on this podcast and on all of our other platforms.
Yeah.
So also, as always, bonus points to you if you write us a written review. We actually have one. A new one that we want to read because it was so sweet.
Yeah.
So this is a 5-star review that was sent in to us on Apple Podcasts, and the heading says "Love ya," and it says, "Hello Juan and Rylan. I've been following you almost 2 months now, and I admire you. You are doing amazing. Just keep going like that. Every week I look forward to your vlogs. By the way, I am going to move to Europe, to Germany, in September, but I always note the places that you like. Maybe I'll also visit. And when I'm on a bus or train, I always listen to your podcast, and I don't feel how fast the time passes. Please make longer episodes." Love both of you so much. Wow, I mean,
so sweet.
Just the sweetest words ever. So thank you so much for saying that and for taking the time to write us a review like that. It really does encourage us and yes. Let us know that we're doing the right thing and talking about things that are impactful to mm-hmm. you guys and actually helpful. So we appreciate you. Yes. We appreciate all of you.
Yeah, we love all of you guys from the bottom of our hearts. We really do.
You guys are the best. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Yes, see ya.
Bye.